Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
In Arkansas, a ban on a mask mandate remains in place. Yesterday, lawmakers voted down a bill that would have overturned it. It's not the outcome Republican Governor Asa Hutchinson was hoping for when he called for the special session, requesting lawmakers relax a new ban on mandated masking for public schools. Let's bring in Jacqueline Froelich from KUAF. She joins us from Fayetteville, Arkansas. And Jacqueline, what prompted the governor to want to reverse the mask mandate that he had previously made law?
So when the COVID-19 Delta variant began to circulate early this summer in Arkansas, an unusual number of kids unvaccinated were getting sick and ending up in intensive care. He began to travel this state holding public forums to encourage people to get immunized, because only 36% of eligible Arkansans are fully vaccinated. And he's also encouraging masking, but he's increasingly being met by hostile crowds.
So it's sort of hard to have a... Ma'am? So let's address it one at a time. Otherwise, we're not going to have a successful conversation.
So the governor late last week called a special session seeking approval from lawmakers to allow public schools flexibility to mandate masks to protect kids.
So when and why did lawmakers ban masks in the first place?
Arkansas's conservative majority legislature met earlier this year in a regular session, and they had a lot of business. Many of these conservative legislators believe the state should not meddle in medical decision-making during a pandemic, so banned the executive branch from issuing pandemic emergency mask mandates. Here's tape of State Senator Trent Garner introducing his mask ban measure last March.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Last year, during the pandemic, we have seen an unprecedented use of power in the executive branch here in the state of Arkansas. Out of our fear for an unknown virus released on Arkansas by the Communist Chinese Party, our government has taken dramatic steps in directions that I never thought I would see in my lifetime.
But with public schools and colleges about to start, parents, teachers, and medical providers have been urging the governor in particular, who, by the way, signed the mask ban into law, as well as legislators, to relax the mask mandate to allow school districts to decide. And as proof of need, the Marion School District in Northeast Arkansas, which started school a bit early this summer, is now reporting over 800 kids and teachers in quarantine, a third of them under age 12, and over a dozen new COVID-19 infections, a situation that's growing worse by the day.
Mm. So what's next?
So now a test of the new state mask ban is now in play. The mayor of Little Rock issued a mandatory masking order for all public facilities, including schools, and several lawsuits have been filed to restrain the new law.
That's KUAF's Jacqueline Froelich joining us from Fayetteville, Arkansas. Jacqueline, thank you.
You're welcome.